Records, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. President Biden was in India for the G20 summit, and now he's in Vietnam, working to strengthen ties between the countries and do more business with them.
We're expanding our economic partnership, spurring even greater trade and investment between our nations.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe is traveling with the president.
President Biden is making a whirlwind 24-hour visit to Vietnam, hoping to convince this communist country to more closely align with the United States amid the saber-rattling of China and the instability in Russia, its two closest partners. The president telling Vietnamese leadership in Hanoi Sunday that he believes there's a, quote, enormous opportunity for Vietnam and the United States to expand their economic and military partnerships.
Well, it's an unthinkable tragedy brought on by Mother Nature. More than 2,000 people are dead from an earthquake in Morocco. Rescuers are digging through the rubble looking for survivors. CBS's Haley Ott says residents are scared.
Fearing aftershocks for many in Morocco's historic city of Marrakesh, the safest place to rest since Friday's powerful earthquake has been under the stars. Families lined the streets for a second night last night after many of their homes were damaged or destroyed. This is suffering, one resident says. To enter the ancient city and witness the collapsed homes and see people in great pain, it's a painful experience.
Hurricane Lee, which was once a Category 5 whopper of a storm, is now a 2. But Lisa Bucci with the National Hurricane Center tells us,
we are expecting Lee to gradually intensify for the next 2 days. Beyond that, we're expecting Lee to gradually weaken as it makes that turn towards the north.
So just how old is too old to be president? Fred Backus with the answer from a just-released CBS News poll.
53% of Americans think the job of president is too demanding for someone over the age of 75. And both Republicans and Democrats agree on this. And more than 3 in 4 Americans think there should be a maximum age limit for elected officials. And most who do think the cutoff should be by age 70.
Everyone's talking about Coco Gauff after winning the U.S. Open and her first Grand Slam title. Murphy Jensen was the French Open doubles champ back in 1993.
Coco Gauff is the real deal and the real package, and she's here to stay. And she embodies everything that's great about tennis.
Gauff is only 19 years old, making her the first American teen to win the major tennis tournament since Serena Williams did back in 1999. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, WisCountry.
Winona!
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 72. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight. Lows level off around 54. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 66. Cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
We got these trucks, we got these boots.
What is up, Wisconsin? You're listening to Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman on 540 AM WAUK, 101 FM, the Shaw, and broadcast throughout the state on your Civic Media station. Danielle?
Joel?
It's here. I can't handle it. It's here. Fall is here. I sat in the goose blind early this morning for the first time since it started. Woo. Did not sweat my ever-loving rear end off.
Yeah. It was pretty nasty a couple nights or a couple evenings, but the mornings were absolutely perfect. I loved it, every single moment of it. Bandit finally got his first retrieve, so I'm happy.
Man, that's awesome. There's nothing better than being out there with your dog, and that dog takes off out of the blind, grabs that goose or duck, and brings it back to you. And my wife actually looks at me and she says, "Ugh." I said, "What? What? I've been in such a good mood lately." She said, "Yeah, you're in such a good mood because you're in a good mood during hunting season."
Well, then make it year-round. Let's go.
I said, "That. Why do you think I try to travel to other states and other countries in the off-season? Because that is what gets my blood pumping, and nothing gets me juiced up and fired up more than when it's goose hunting season." We had the opener. We absolutely slayed him. Brett Backus was on the air with us last week. We had a killer hunt the next morning after the show. 52 geese, 11 Whoa. Men. And then we were hunting today, and they were coming down from heavens. I think the migration's actually underway. We get that north wind. You get in the blind. You got a little bit of a chill. You're dressed a little warmer, and you're trying to pull those suckers down from the clouds, and there is nothing more exciting when they are cupped over and coming down. And you know what that chill in the air makes me realize? And I literally on the way here, Dan Rooney is my friend in Florida who got me literally started hunting in my life. Like when I didn't hunt till I was 38 years old. Yep. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that.
And the scary part is I've been hunting for about the same amount of time as you have. We met not that long after I was 38 years old.
I never thought about it like that. That's when did you start Kill It, Clean It, Cook It?
Geez, that must have been right about when I was 38, but that started as a fishing television show.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it started as a fishing show, and then somebody said, "Why don't you have hunting?" And I said, "Because I hunt fish." I didn't know. I didn't know much about hunting. Mm-hmm. And what I was actually, put this in the category of things people just don't know about me. I was a substitute teacher at Lake Country School. Yeah. I love, one of the most fun things about doing this show is your reactions to things, Dan. Because it's always, I mean, it's from, you know, sideways banana to new facts. You're always jovial about it, and I do like the fact that you're always happy about it. I was a substitute teacher in. Can you guess the subjects? Guess the subjects I was a substitute teacher in.
Ceramics.
No, that would have been my mom. My mom, Mary Clayfish, who's actually in the lobby listening to the show.
Mom.
She comes up. Hi,
looking
Grandma Clayfish. She loves the title Grandma, so now everybody calls her Grandma. She loves to be a grandma. That woman back there is 80 years old going on 20. I'm telling you. Ooh. She's not quite 80 yet, but are you? How old are you? 70? 78, knocking
How
on the door
rude.
Of 80. Well,
How
it's
rude.
All right. She runs around like a chicken, man. If I didn't know any better, I thought she was 35 years old.
Oh, we
the way she
partying.
Runs around. Well, you could take her out partying. She'll probably outlast you, but she's got a little narcolepsy, so she might fall asleep once in a while.
Same.
She gets tired.
We can go to the clubs, like
she's
Sam
in the other
Club
room saying,
and Costco.
No, I can see her. No, I don't, Joel. No, I don't. No, that I'm telling you.
I had narcolepsy in the brain.
You had narcolepsy
blind.
in the brain. That's not narcolepsy, Danielle. That's just tiredness. When you get up at 3 in the morning to go set up in the goose field, it's just called tiredness.
It is tiredness.
Yes, and the funniest thing about when you fall asleep in the blind and then you wake up to someone else blowing a duck or a goose call, it's like the best way to wake up in the whole world.
Wait, I'm not
is waking up when animals are coming, when geese are coming and birds are coming.
And then you wipe
never
the drool.
Experienced that yet.
Oh, hey, no. Our mystery guest. You're not supposed to talk before we introduce you, Jake. That's not how this goes.
Come on, Yonkers.
Oh, Anastasia's laughing back there. She's like, okay, I guess his mic's hot.
I was told no rules.
There's no rules except for the 7 words you can't say, which are, just kidding.
Don't.
Anastasia's like, don't. I don't want to have to press the bleep button.
Can you just bleep me?
You
can. Can you bleep me?
So I'm getting off my point. On the way here, my buddy Dan Rooney called me. So Dan and Casa Rooney, their kids, Jackson and Gavin, who that was one of my first experiences of my life. I was a substitute teacher at Lake Country School in which subjects? Now, this will be funny. What
art.
Do you think I taught?
English.
Nope.
History.
Keep going. Nope.
Math?
Nope.
Science?
Spanish? Las personas que viven aquí están muy rápidamente. The people
Spanish,
who live here are very fast.
My Spanish teacher was Mrs. Stark.
Mrs. Stark.
Star.
Star.
She always did a star.
Estrella.
That's all I remember from
That's
Spanish.
The word for star in Spanish. Estrella.
Oh, that's nice.
Estrella. Porque vivo en Waukesha, donde las personas hablan solamente inglés. So
how do you say shoot?
Hopefully
say shoot.
Shoot?
Shoot. Like shoot.
Bang. I think that's universal, Danielle. I think shoot is bang is universal, I think. That's onomatopoeia, where the word you say sounds like the word it is. Pop, bang, spritz.
It was the one in a who's being.
Oh, you're losing it, Danielle. You're losing it.
Onomatopoeia. Onomatopoeia. Did you know that
that's
word?
No.
Nope.
Wait, that's where the word. No. You're still not introduced, Jake.
Sorry.
Jake from State Farm.
I got my khakis on.
He does have khakis on.
So I taught Spanish and music.
Onomatopoeia.
Don't. You're going to end up saying one of the banned words without even trying. Spanish and music is what I taught. Okay.
For how long?
Oh, a couple years. I would substitute teach when I could, and it was really fun because, you know, I have a minor in music, and I speak some Spanish, and it was great. It was a really great experience. But the superintendent of the school, who became a very good friend of mine, Mark Light is his name, his college roommate was Dan Rooney, who owned an orange grove in Florida, and he said, you should come to Florida and hunt hogs.
Oh.
And I thought, oh my gosh, that sounds unbelievable. I would love to do it. And I did that about 13, 14 years ago, and I was absolutely hooked. And I met the Rooneys, Dan and Kesa, some of the most wonderful people I've ever met. Their kids, Jackson and Gavin, got to be really good friends with them, watched them grow up, was there. Gavin and Jackson both have come here to Wisconsin to goose hunt in the winter, during the winter break. And they're just wonderful, God-fearing, God-loving people, and they are really integral to my life in hunting and the love and passion I have for it in hunting.
Nice.
And so, you know, that led to us having Triple J Outfitters. We own 40 acres in Lake Wales, Florida. And on the way here, the former majority leader of the Wisconsin State Assembly, Jim Steinecke, called and he wants to take his 18-year-old down hog and alligator hunting.
That'd be perfect.
And Jim and I were friends in the legislature. We served together for, I think, 14 years. Or 12 years we served together, and he's a fantastic guy. And now his son is going to go down there and be a full-scale redneck with us, and I cannot wait.
Yep.
It's so awesome.
We need to have them.
Anastasia, how much time do we have before the break? I feel like we've just been burning through time here.
We got about 4 minutes left.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, hot dog.
Should we officially introduce? Would you like to officially introduce our guest, Danielle?
Younger?
I feel like all we've been doing is laughing anymore. And goofing off, but I really do think you should talk about the shirt you're wearing because I'm very confused by it. It's got a skeleton giving horns.
First, we have to get to the first things first before we get into our awesome show. sports that I do not watch or listen to. I'm sorry, because it's during hunting season.
What does that?
Let's talk about the Badgers and the Packers.
Oh yeah, all right, okay.
The Badgers and the Packers.
Oh, that's right. We do have to we do have to take care of that because we the Civic Media Group is now hosting some pretty fantastic events in the sporting world, and we want to make sure you have access to that. So Danielle, tell us what we're watching, what we're able to listen to.
So for the WAUK, you can listen to the Badgers coverage on air. Or on your phone, because everyone's addicted to that 5x7.
Right.
But if you want to listen to the Packers game, you cannot
listen
to it on your phone. You can listen to it over air on WAUK, 540 AM.
We got that right, Anastasia?
Yeah. Not through WAUK, but through our Racine affiliate.
Racine?
Yep. If you go on civicmedia.us, you'll find out all the info you need.
Yep.
See, there it is.
See,
that's
why don't you just do it for us, Anastasia?
That's why the fishbowl has got Anastasia.
Well, but it is. Producer. Yes, but I know you
all we're doing is messing around in here.
Like, I feel like I'm getting yelled at by a lot of people whose mics I'm in charge of. So maybe let's.
Oh, and we have to get our shout out.
She keeps us straight. Poor Jake. Poor Jake's sitting in the corner. He hasn't said a word. He hasn't had a word in crosswise yet.
You can
Who's the guy sitting in the chair next to you?
How did we meet, Jake?
Oh,
was this bartending days or was
you
it
were a bartender,
tail?
Jake?
I was not.
Okay.
I was a bartender.
I was a consumer. All
right. So if a termite walks into a bar.
Oh, my Lanta.
A termite walks into a bar and says, is the bartender here? Do you get that? What do termites eat? Anastasia gets it.
Tender. I have no idea.
Yeah, termites eat tenders, what Danielle said.
Termites eat wood. Right. Is the bartender here?
Oh, dear Lord.
That's a dad joke for sure.
Oh, man.
That is a dad joke for sure. Jake Yunk.
Jake Yunk. Hello.
Hello.
Jake Yunk is an avid hunter.
A
little bit. Lives and breathes pretty much about it. Yeah. He has traveled the world as you have. And I know you guys hunted the same amount of, the type of animals. Like in
very similar, yes.
The Chinese water deer, which my friend Annie and I were just talking about because there's so many questions about this teddy vampire deer that I have.
Teddy, that is a great definition of it. If you've ever seen a Chinese water deer, it looks like it's a deer with fangs.
And you got it in England.
Yep.
This was a native deer to China.
Yep.
Chinese
to,
water
yes,
deer.
Yes, to
and
Asia.
And then it went over to England in the 1900s.
Yeah, so it was actually, 1880, they had a disease went through China that actually was in the process of wiping that whole species completely out. And at the time, they actually took a lot of those deer that were clean and not diseased and spread them through the world. We actually had them in the United States for a very small amount of time. But what happened to them?
Do we just hunt them off?
Nope. They had the same
Save
disease.
That. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
We're going to come back with Jake Yunk, Danielle Fairman. I'm Joel Clayfish. You're listening to Raised in Wisco. The show's great so far. I promise it's going to keep being great. We'll be right back.
Star falling hard on iPhone in the dark. We got these songs. We live out loud. From the Sunday morning pews to the Friday night party crowds.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
Menards has the household items you use every day at great prices. Plus, get 11% off everything. Keep your devices powered with Energizer Max batteries. They deliver consistent performance and can hold power for up to 10 years while in storage. A 16-pack of AA and AAA batteries are $8.99 after 11% off at Menards. Good through September 17th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
If I can make a nickel off of turning in bass, never worry about the price of gas. I'll be weaving.
What a surprise! A little Luke Bryan hunting, fishing, and loving every day. That's what we do here at WAUK, 540 AM. Raised in Wisco, I'm your host Joel Clayfish, alongside my co-host Danielle Fairman. Hello. Danielle, what's going on?
Give us a call. Give us a call. 844-967-2789.
844. I can't even start it out right. I have never had it memorized.
844.
I cannot say
967.
I can't even read it. Anastasia, what is wrong with me? I can't even read it off of a piece of paper.
I'm not permitted to diagnose on the air anymore.
All right. Well, we're going to have a sideline couch sofa psychology session
this
or something.
Weekend so far?
One of our groups got two bands. I did not draw for them, so I'm still stuck at 11. I'm stuck at 11,
poor
but
thing.
I have that cool, like, Cerakoted black one, which is really awesome.
Nice.
But I'm still waiting, still holding out for that, for the tarsal band or neck collar. I haven't gotten that.
Did you see the outdoor news that the duck count is down 9% this year?
Yeah, but I mean, like they're down saying
like
that
17 for.
They're saying
total.
That, but I'm telling you, we've already seen a lot of ducks while we're out there goose hunting. So I mean, and the teal harvest looks like it was all right. So I don't. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to be all right.
Yeah, they said the teal population is up, but it's the mallards that are definitely down. But pintails are kicking butt.
I'm not too worried about it. Those counts are kind of arbitrary. I know they do the best they can, but I'm not super worried about it. I'm always excited about duck season. I love hunting ducks and eating ducks. And I mean, I've had my limit, almost not my limit, but close to the limit of geese every day. And I don't have one in the freezer yet. We've just been eating them as we go. I bring goose burritos to the field. It's phenomenal.
I made you pot pie twice.
What?
Twice.
You made the pot pie recipe that I had? How'd it turn out?
The first one turned out okay.
Why?
But with this whole
How'd
roux
you screw
situation,
it up?
This roux situation, I made the roux, I put the butter in. I forgot when you put the oil in. So I put the butter in, then I add some garlic because I need garlic and everything.
Okay, but you don't put the garlic in the roux necessarily. So,
why not?
Because the roux is just two ingredients, fat and flour, period. You saute the other stuff and add it later after you've made the gravy.
But wanted a nice garlic.
Well, it probably didn't hurt it. So is that what screwed it up or what?
So the first time, I was wrong. The first time was weird. Second time was okay. So I made the roux and then I put the meat back in and then my roux was gone. And then I got all stressed because I want kind of a gooey pot pie.
Yeah.
And then it was
so
all gone.
So did you put the liquid in?
I did put the liquid in. I think I didn't put enough in. So I made another roux and put the roux on top of the roux. So I made the roux thicker. So then it was like a.
I think you took something fairly simple and made it very complicated, is what it's
shocking.
That's you. Now, see, I have that role in my life. Usually I take something simple from my wife and I complicate it. That's how it goes in my family.
But otherwise, we got that recipe down and it's delicious. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
Good. It turned out good.
A lot better
Did
than
Bill
my
like
cream
it?
Lot better than my cream of mushroom that I usually put in there.
Yeah. I mean, that's okay in a pinch, but I like to actually make stuff kind of from scratch.
Delicious.
It turns out awesome. Jake Yunk has been patiently waiting.
Oh yeah,
we've had a lot of banter today, and that's I'm fine. I'm good with it. When people say, "What do you talk about?" I go, "Everything stuff."
Whatever pops in the head.
Jake Young, how old are you?
I am just turned 30.
You're 30 years old, but you've already traveled the world and hunted 8 million species everywhere. And this goes to exactly the way I look at life. I tell everybody, life is about experiences, not things.
Yes, exactly.
You'll never be on your deathbed and say, "I'm glad I didn't do it." You're never going to be on your deathbed and say, "Oh, I'm really heartbroken about spending that extra $1,000 or $2,000. And I'm worried because my mom's out in the lobby, like, shaking her head like, that guy can't, that money burns a hole in his pocket."
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. Now, you do have to be reasonable because I got kids to go to college and all that stuff.
I got kids, too.
And but I'm telling you, travel destination hunting is one of the most exciting things you'll ever do.
It's
and
out of control.
You hunted Chinese water deer in England,
yep.
Very close to where I hunted water deer in England.
Probably the same county.
Isn't it blow your mind how cool hunting is in England, though, the way they do it?
It's so proper.
The stalking and proper. It's proper?
How are we on?
Oh, it's so proper. It's
Wait,
all
did you,
stalking.
Didn't you say the word was brilliant that they use all the
brilliant.
Time?
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant. Oh, brilliant.
Brilliant word.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Everything's brilliant.
Brilliant.
And
stock.
If you're smart or you know something, you're clever.
Yeah.
Oh, that's clever. Clever.
I like
which
that.
I love. I want to adopt those words and start using them here. Like umbrella is brawly. Mm-hmm.
Brawly?
Brawly. Yeah.
I feel like that's broccoli.
French fries are chips.
Yeah.
No.
No, it's not broccoli. Brawly.
I know.
So tell me about, like you said, it's proper. Talk to me about that, because one of the coolest things I thought was they stalk everything there. We don't stalk here.
No.
They stalk everything, and that's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I usually hunt anyway. Even here in Wisconsin is stalk. I love spot and stalk.
Do you have a thermal scope that you use, or how do you stalk during the day without spooking stuff?
Watch the wind.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Okay, when it's fallen, all the leaves have fallen, and now
walk slowly.
Walk better. Walk more better.
Have good boots that aren't a hard sole.
So I feel like stalking deer during the day would be horrible.
It's real tough.
It's tough, but once you learn it, it's pretty good.
Well, tell me about your experience stalking in England for the water deer. So the water deer are miniature deer, no horns, and they have fangs. That's a pretty good way to describe it.
They're the only deer out there.
Yeah, and they'll fully submerge their body in water and stick their head just above, and they just lay completely like underground for.
And they're the height. The size of what, like a large breed dog.
I mean, they're like a very small, you know, a big deer. One's maybe 45, 50 pounds.
No, they're the size of a medium to small breed dog.
Yeah.
Like a giant cat almost is the size they are. Yeah.
Right.
They're
not big at all. I mean, your fist is about the size of their head. I mean,
dang. And then if you get them at the right time of the year, they've got like this big fluffy heads.
Bandits. Four times the size of a Chinese.
Dang,
lion.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Google did not do me right.
No. But
they're definitely giant teddy bear.
Yeah, they look like
a teddy bear face. I was on the phone, literally back and forth on WhatsApp today with my taxidermist. It's coming back today. I went and set. No, my taxidermist in England, and they're sending it back. And we're at break two already because time flies when you're having fun. You're listening to Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish, Danielle Fairman. We'll be right back on 540 AM WAUK. With me. Won't you come along with me? I know you want to see.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Freshwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Visit the historic Point Boss for their Harvest Fair, Saturday, September 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Traditional harvest activities include apple cider pressing, corn shelling, making sauerkraut, and harvest produce sales. Buildings on the grounds will also be open for tours. The cost is $3 for adults and $1 for students. Visit Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids for the 7th annual Friends of Rapids Music Festival. It's a full day of great music, including funk, blues, jazz, acoustic, and rock. Come and hear five great local bands and the 8-piece headliner, The Positions. There will be the FRM Kids Zone. Food and beverages for purchase, and admission is free.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough, just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 72. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight. Lows level off around 54. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 66. Cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
In Wisco, I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman. Jake Young has joined us. And right before the break, we were talking about Chinese water deer hunting in England and the fact that this is a species that is literally thriving in the United Kingdom that was about to go extinct in Asia. And so they scrambled and moved some of these deer to other places in the world. And one of the places that is incredibly conducive to them thriving is the United Kingdom, but really only kind of a few counties in the UK. And just coincidentally, Jake and I both got to hunt these Chinese water deer in a very, mm-hmm. it's a very, and I don't want to use the word gentleman's hunt because, you know, gentleman, gentlewoman, proper. It's a very proper hunt. They stalk there. They use thermal vision to try to spot these things as they're grazing in a field or their heads are sticking up in little water baths. What was your experience with the stalking experience you had there?
Yeah, so I never had thermal. We never had that as an option. It probably was an option. It just never came to that.
Didn't need it.
Yeah, I mean, you're just wading through swamps, and in my case, at least. I mean, you're knee deep most of the day, going through all the reeds and stuff. And then
kind of rough and horrible. Yeah.
Yeah. That was not my experience.
Yeah, see, we had rain every day.
Dang.
It was.
And you're just looking for the heads of these things sticking out of the water.
Where I shot mine, we actually went up in a hide, which is just an elevated blind in our words, you know.
They call them high seats.
Yeah,
high seats.
Yep.
Wow, that is proper.
Well, sit in the high seat.
Yep. So we sat up there. And
sit
it was
in the high seat.
The last day, and we just sat there in glass because it was snowing. It was just miserable. It was
Jeez. That was not my experience at all.
Yeah.
I
like to be miserable. That's how I that's
obviously
how I
you do. Yeah. Obviously you do. We just went to various fields, which they have rape there.
Yep.
Rape is it's kind of like a, I don't know, alfalfa-ish kind of
We call it
grass.
Canola in America.
Is it the same thing?
Yes. Yeah.
For real?
It really is, yeah.
Canola?
Well, the other word's a little bit abrasive, so.
It is.
I think the other word probably meant a seed before it meant the bad thing.
Surely,
but,
yes.
Yeah, so we hunted canola fields, I guess.
Right.
One of the healthier oils you can use if you need to. But so we were hunting the field edges, mm-hmm. you know, in the woods, and you stalk along real slowly and quietly, which is not kind of an American.
No.
We don't have patience.
No,
we'll have patience sitting in a blind, which they call a high seat. We'll have patience doing that, or we'll have patience laying on the ground waiting for geese or ducks to come. We do not have patience when it comes to stalking. We're loud. We're kind of,
you need
I can
to work on that.
See, well, I'm kind of a clumsy guy to begin with. I have a lot of coordination, but I'm clumsy. I don't know how those work together, but they do. So we would go along and kind of just chill, and then you'd see them come out at dawn and dusk from the corners and to eat in the canola fields. And it was just a phenomenal experience. And I hunted with Sam Sumner there, and he was just great. And he would stop and he'd have like a hand-rolled cigarette, you know, that's a lost art in the United States, smoking cigarettes. That hardly happens anymore. But like they smoke cigarettes in Europe crazy.
Yeah.
Like while they're hunting, he's like, just,
oh, geez, really?
What? And I said, oh my gosh, you're smoking? I'm totally. And he's like, watch the wind, mate. Just watch the wind, mate.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I said that before. Stalking's easy. You just watch the wind, have nice boots so they don't make much noise. That's all you need to do.
Okay, so when you guys harvested this Chinese water buck, what did it taste like? Because we were talking about on break Jake and I were talking about on break how it tastes phenomenal. I'm like, I have no inkling to go hunt Chinese water.
Definitely top three. No ifs, ands, or buts on anything.
I have never tasted anything as delicious.
Okay, so since it's so small, would you think it's more like eating a fawn type deal? Have you had fawn?
I'm going to tell you, honestly,
fawn,
what it tastes like to me is like if you combined squirrel, chicken, and venison tenderloins all together. I mean, just super tender.
Yeah. I mean, it's
super
just,
buttery taste.
You don't need a knife.
No. Yeah. You know, it's fork tender right out of the pan.
Oh, I am so down for
it. I made it with an ale cream sauce.
Ooh.
With mushrooms right in the Airbnb that we were at.
Okay.
And my wife and I ate it, and we were just like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. And over there, they don't really eat their wild game very much.
They'll eat it once in
a while.
They eat a lot of steak.
They'll eat the steak.
I would love to do a steak. That's what I want.
Did you hunt muntjac while you're there?
I did. Also? I was not lucky enough to get one, unfortunately.
Yeah, I hunted. I went. I was so jazzed about my experience with Sam Sumner. I went back and hunted with Mark Broadhurst, who was my daughter's friend's dad, who runs Badger, Badger Broadhurst, he's known as on Facebook, and Warwickshire Robux. And this guy is, he's former military, and he's so specific. Like, if you shoot out there, and did you shoot with those European shooting sticks with the front and the back?
I did not. My wife did.
Yeah, those things are unbelievable. I actually bought two pairs of those because they're so fantastic.
Well, just having that back support's
it's unbelievable. But he was so specific. He has never lost a muntjac, roe deer, or Chinese water deer that he's shot. Never lost one.
Well, they shoot with like 243s, and the muntjacs are smaller than the
Chinese muntjacs
water
are even smaller.
Rabbit.
Muntjacs are weird because they have little devil horns. I am convinced.
Well, they also do have fangs, too.
Muntjac, M-U-N-T-J-A-C. Look that up. Yeah. They have little devil horns, and they have fangs, too. They are the coolest.
Why do they all have
I am 100% convinced.
What are these things?
They're the coolest things ever.
They are the coolest ever. I shot one
that
with little devil horns.
That would be the only reason I go back is for one of them.
And so I went there on the first trip, and Mark Broadhurst was not able to hunt with me. I literally went on the internet, bought tickets, and I told my wife, I told Becky, we're going to Stratford-upon-Avon. We're going to stay for just 5 days. I'm going to hunt muntjac there. Wow. And I ended up getting one. And Mark, it was like, he's a real specific dude. He's one of the fantastic guys, become a really good friend of mine. I kind of told him how to set up for geese. He hunted Canada goose the other day successfully. Aww. In England. Sent me all the pictures. He was all excited about it. It's so hard to do there because they're hardly anywhere. But he set it up, and I told him how to play the wind, how to do the decoy setup, and he slammed them. And they don't have limits. So he shot like 13 of them. And he had the time of his life, just like I had the time of my life hunting with him. So I went back to England, and we hunted muntjac, right? And these things are tiny.
Did you use a rifle or did you
use a rifle? Okay. These things are tiny, and often when you're stalking through, you know, we were using thermal to try to spot the heat source. Then you get a vantage on it, and then you try to take a shot. But you're shooting at something about the size of a cat.
Yeah.
And yeah, and it's, and he is so specific. Like if you hit one of these things and it's injured, I mean, he's such a good shot, you know, for him. And I was trying to explain, in the United States, we're like, if we're at a pie plate at 100 yards, you're considered a good shooter. Right.
Yeah.
I'm at a pie plate at 100 yards. I'm a decent enough shooter to go hunting. Right. The ethical standard for the kill over there is incredibly admirable because they want to make sure what you're harvesting is going through the least suffering it will, and that you're going to put that quarry in your bag out of respect for the animal.
Right.
I agree. And I think what I learned there, what I took away from that was that I need that every one of us who's going to get out there and hunt really should work at our shooting skills and at being accurate and making sure to take a good shot when you're out there because nobody wants to leave an injured animal in the woods.
Oh, it is the worst feeling.
Now, there are times it's going to happen because we're human and it's going to happen. But do the best you can. And, you know, Mark Broadhurst was just absolutely a phenomenal experience over there. And I'm so excited because my muntjac and my water deer are literally in the midst of coming back right now.
That's awesome.
I want to talk to Jake about one of my dream animals that I had scheduled to hunt.
The caribou?
Yes.
Oh, snap.
I have dreamed about hunting a caribou forever, ever since I started hunting. I had a trip booked to Greenland to hunt caribou and muskox, and it was canceled because of COVID.
Ooh.
You had an incredible... First of all, you're a little nuts, to be honest, because you went to Alaska by yourself to hunt caribou. What on earth was that like?
DIY.
I wasn't completely by myself, let's just say that. I had a first-time hunter with me as well. Amir, love you. Congrats on your bull that you just shot 2 weeks ago up there.
Ooh.
But 2 years ago, I met a guy out in Montana antelope hunting and named Monty, and he moved up to Fairbanks, and next thing you know, we're on the Hall Road hunting caribou. And you know,
what do you mean the Hall Road? I hear people talk about this. You know, what is the
I'm
Hall
I'm thinking
road?
Of a haul truck going down
because
that road.
I mean, it's not some crazy thing to hunt caribou there. You basically, there's one main road, isn't
there's
there?
There's only one road.
Right. But like, you see caribou from that road all over the place, right?
So the Hall Road.
So tell me about how that works, because I want to do this sometime.
Yeah.
But I'm not in Jake Young physical condition, okay? I understand that I'm a very handsome man, right. But I am not
stunning.
Wow. Thank you, Danielle. I'll take it. Borderline take it wherever gorgeous. You can get it. My mom is buckled over laughing in the next room. It's your genes, so don't make fun of it. It's your genes that did it. So
I thought, shoot.
It's her genes and her jeans. Food that make me fat, too. That's the problem. Now I cook like she did growing up.
Caribou hunt.
Caribou hunt.
I want to know about this caribou hunt. So yes. How did you even start this?
Yeah, I mean, the Hall Road is just, I mean, all it is a road that goes up to Dead Horse or Prudhoe Bay, which is the oil fields up there. And
so where do you start the Hall Road?
Hall Road starts, I believe, actually, I think it starts all the way down into Anchorage, I think. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
We started at Fairbanks.
Okay.
And we haul.
So you fly into Fairbanks, you rent a car.
Well, again, my buddy Monty, he lived in Fairbanks. So we landed, he picked us up.
Okay.
Yes, that's nice.
Most people, hey, fun fact, rent a U-Haul, they don't check because most rental companies do not allow you to rent and go on the haul road. Fun fact.
Oh,
okay. So, yeah. All right.
Rent a U-Haul pickup or box truck.
And now U-Haul will stop that practice thanks to you announcing it.
Because it's been known, there's a lot of YouTube videos out of people renting U-Haul.
Okay, all right.
It's not a hit. It's not really that much of a secret.
So you end up on the haul road.
Yeah.
What is the haul road like?
You get out of the way.
Is it dirt?
As of last time, that was 2 years ago. When I was there, it was dirt road until about 40 miles south of Dead Horse.
Okay.
They are in the process of paving it.
Okay.
I don't know where they're at, but yeah, it is gravel. Expect to blow at least one or two tires out.
Come on.
Expect to lose a windshield.
Expect to lose tires.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to pick up a nail. We picked up a nail. The same guys, Monty and Amir and another guy, I believe his name is Dale, was just up there. They lost two tires. 2 years ago, we lost a windshield.
What if you lose two tires in the middle of absolutely nowhere?
Oh, you better have a patch kit and a spare. Yeah, you're on your own. I mean, yeah, I mean, there's people, everyone up there.
See, this goes from, like, adventuresome to crazy.
Be prepared.
No, but
it only makes it better. It creates more memories.
What makes it the best.
But I don't want to end up dead on the Hall Road.
You're not going to. There's so many. There's a lot more people up there than you expect.
Okay.
So, we ended up blowing out a tire. We needed a patch kit. Our patch kit, literally, our plugs were, like, the plug.
We're solid.
We did not have enough to plug that tire. And a guy at the camp we were at was able to, he gave us some plugs. I mean, there's so many people. There's always semis. The game and fish is up there.
You continue down the Hall Road and you're just looking for caribou? Yep. Or how does it work?
Yeah.
Out of the car and shoot one? Or?
So on the Hall Road, you can't shoot a caribou with a rifle within 5 miles from the road.
5 miles?
5 miles.
That's
a lot more than 100.
So you can bow hunt from the road because the pipeline it runs right next to the road.
Okay.
So that's why you can't use fire.
And they like that pipeline because it's a little warmer, so they kind of stick by it.
I mean, you see some. I mean, there really isn't. It's not like they're right on the road.
Gotcha.
When we did ours, like mine, I shot mine at about 6.5, 7 miles back.
What?
How do you get off the haul road?
Man,
you walk?
That seems like a hike.
Yeah, it's all public land.
But you're walking 5 to 7 miles?
Yep.
Holy
There's some
cow.
Outfitting services that will, like...
What if you blow a tire while you're walking? That would be my concern.
You cry, and you pick up your backpack, and you just press on, man.
You rub some dirt on
you don't
it.
Have,
yeah, see, this is some adventuresome hunting. This is like a little bit of a step beyond what I'm used to. And when we come back,
you could get... fall down a hill at bear hunting and lose your pants.
That's true, like Ben Leskowski did. Well, that was
Ben?
A story for the record.
I mean, it's Ben.
We'll
Love
be
you,
right
Ben.
Back on Raised in Wisco. So still I can hear the train from 10 miles away.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Please
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30, where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. My days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Sing it, Danielle.
Me a fine wife. I got me old fiddle when the sun's coming up.
Welcome back to Raising Wisconsin. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman. Jake Yunk is with us, taking us through his Alaska adventure for caribou. And
I wish we were live on, like, we are live on break, but you could hear us because the conversations
that we have on break are just as fascinating. I mean, I will grant you that we are fascinating. We're definitely not nothing, Jake. This show should have 800,000 listeners in Wisconsin alone. I really think that.
Well,
600,000 people go out for opening of gun deer season. I don't think it's too much to ask for 800,000 listeners at any given time. And you know what my measure of if the show's going great is? If Anastasia's in the booth just shaking her head back and forth.
Or she
like
laughs.
Rolling her eyes and shaking her head back and forth.
Oh, we have to give a shout out to her friends that she went camping with this weekend.
Yeah, thank you again to Matt and Alana. I had a great time in the woods.
I'm glad we did. I'm glad we came on that. That was like one of your first like real camping experiences.
It was. I pitched my own tent. It was a tent my dad bought in the 90s that never got used.
Oh, boy.
So I didn't know what it looked like. I unpacked it, guys. It was the color palette of a children's room in the 90s.
Nice.
Like a bright red, a bright blue. My boyfriend looks at it. He goes, well, if anything happens, the wardens will find us first. So that was good.
Did it have those like bendable rods that you set
yep.
through?
And, yep.
Because they're so much easier now. A lot of them are like steel spring loaded. You just boom and they go up. But those old school ones,
or
trying
like
to fish
blinds.
It through and bend it.
Yep.
And then the fabric's tight on the top and it won't come. How did you make pudgy pies?
We did. I didn't make one, but there were pudgy pies abound.
Ah,
pizza
okay.
pudgy pies.
Did you have a few cocktails too and just relax by the fire?
Something like that.
I'm telling you, if people don't understand what it's like to camp, go camping in Wisconsin, it's one of my greatest memories as a child and as an adult, getting out there and just being part of the wilderness and getting gritty and you know, you're dirty and you haven't showered for a couple of days. But it is I'm so glad you had that experience.
It was good. It was really good.
You're going to have to become a regular host on Raised in Wisco now.
Oh, gosh. Well...
but you probably kayak,
would
don't
you? Go,
you?
Would you go, like would Danny, you go caribou you know, hunting in Alaska?
Maybe. I don't
know.
I would ride along for the photos.
We did raft across the Sag to get to our hunting spot, so that was a good
one. You rafted across the Sag River?
That's pretty
neat. That sounds pretty rough,
so wait,
too.
On the break, you were talking about these little thingabobbers that you have to walk over.
The tussocks.
Tussocks.
It's
like walking on basketballs.
Walking on
basketballs. And he had to...
So you have to be 5 miles off the road.
Correct. Yeah, you have to be
to hunt
miles.
With a rifle.
Yep.
And how do you decide what to do? What?
What I don't know the question.
How do you decide where to stop and start walking 5 miles?
You have great guys like Kyle Schmidt from Northwoods Taxidermy.
it's all right. It's all and, right. You can plug him.
You know, he was up there before. He gave us some good pointers, and nice. We set up our parked our truck there and set up camp, our base camp, and then we blew up the rafts and paddled across and grabbed our packs and started going.
That sounds so epic. So when you harvested this animal and hauled it all the way back, did you take it back to Kyle?
Kyle did the work.
Kyle with you on the trip?
Kyle was not, no.
You were by
yourself.
This
was a DIY hunt.
That's right, yeah.
With the new hunter.
Kyle's not a guide.
Yeah, Kyle's not a guide. But.
So you're up there and you decide, we're going to walk, we're going to start trekking 5 miles with our gear and our rifles to kill an animal that's going to probably take 2 trips just to bring the meat back to the
vehicle.
We
did it in one, just saying. Oh, just saying.
Sorry.
I'm not saying we did not count our steps.
Well, sorry, tough guy.
What way is the gym? I'm sorry.
Two guys did it in one trip. That's
three guys.
Okay.
Three
all right. Guys, I was going to say that'd be unbelievable because you're talking about what?
How do you score them, like elk or
you'd score them just like a normal deer. It's just
6 by 6 or
I mean then did you have single paddle, double paddle in the front?
I know nothing about caribou.
I'm so fascinated to hunt a caribou, but I don't know that I could go through walking five miles of tussock.
You better have good feet.
Tussock.
What if you just walk with like snowshoes? Yeah.
No, it just doesn't work. We tried walking on top. And it's like it works. You can walk straighter, but you're balancing then, and now you're just gonna.
Ooh,
walk.
And
you're
ready. Every muscle in your body's tight when you're balancing on the top.
So you're
tussock.
Better off just to step in the.
How did your hunt go? How did you see the animal? I mean, take me through when you guys saw the animal that you were pursuing.
Yeah, so after the third day of not being,
he's racing.
Stuff.
And, did you get it? Oh, she got it.
Nice.
Stuff.
Hold on, she's racing.
Stuff.
And, you get it? Oh, she got it.
Nice. Way to go.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Anastasia's on it. I saw her fly across the studio.
Lord, I hope so. Lord, I hope so.
All right, so we're just sitting on this big black rock, just trying to dry our clothes and our tents and our gear. All of us,
Are you
three,
cold? Are you wet?
Oh, we're freezing. We're, you know, three guys in a pretty much a 2.5-man tent.
Oh, that's adorable.
For 3 days. And, you know.
That's what you're getting out of it? That's adorable.
Yeah. So, I could use other words, but she'd have to race across the studio.
I'm telling you, when you are that cold, you do not care who you are snuggled against to stay warm.
At that point. And then we finally, the fog lifted, and we found this sitting there looking at Onyx all night, you know, or all day. And we're like, that rock right there, it's going to be nice lookout, everything. We can just sit
warm,
there, glass,
dry,
eat some warm food. So we went there as soon as that sun broke, the fog, and we sat up there. And we sat there for 4 hours. And, like, you know, 11 o'clock, we're calling it. We're heading back to the road. We're going to just bow hunt at this point. You know, I don't want to waste the other guys' tags and stuff. Because I was really the only one that really, like,
it starts. Did it start? It starts to break your spirit.
Yeah,
a little
it does. And it's like, and I also felt bad for the other guys because they want to do it with their bow, and I'm like, well, and they had all the opportunity to do it with the bow too, but it's like you gotta get back to the road because there's just a lot more opportunity.
Yeah,
you know?
right.
And we're sitting there, and we're finally dry, and Monty's like, oh, there's some. And when he goes, and remember, there's no trees, there's no shrubs, there's some willow branches, you know, willow
no
shrubs down in the water.
Hide or
right.
put a stalk on something.
Right, so, you know, he's like, oh, there's some, like, where? He goes, oh, about a mile that way.
And I'm like, through the tussocks?
And I looked at him and I go, Monty, if you carry my pack to me, if I get this bull, I'll go for it. And he goes, I'll carry your pack.
Aww.
And so I grabbed the rifle.
Monty saves the day.
Oh, Monty's a tank. I grabbed a rifle and a water bottle, and I just sprinted across the tussocks as fast as I could get.
On water.
You know, you could easily sprain an ankle doing
it would be so.
Naked.
You're right.
Well, I'm not trying
no,
to
it's
think
not. It's written,
because yeah. I'm scared to death for people
left.
Out there.
Anyway, so I just sprinted as fast as I could, got to about 275 and just let the hammer eat and it just dropped. And
good for you.
Can't go wrong now. It's
high five.
Now it's just butcher and get out.
This is the difference between age, Danielle. When you're 52 years old, you start considering all the things that can go wrong. When you're as young as you two, you just go for it, man.
Hey,
and that's what it's about. And I talk about all the time on this show how getting people interested in the outdoors. And I have to tell you, our Kennedy clan, right?
Ooh-wee.
One of Robin's sons went hunting with me for the first time in his life, killed two turkeys this past year. Her other son, Owen, just bought a bow from Buck Rub, and now he's taking up archery. So get out there. Don't think for a minute that you can't be a fantastic influence on somebody. We're out. See you next week on Raised in Wisco.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24
WFHR,
hours a day.
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.